The largest voter recount in Michigan history
has been ordered to begin in less than 4 hours. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So very, very early this morning, federal judge Mark Goldsmith ordered the state to, quote, cease any delay in the commencement of the recount of the presidential vote cast in Michigan as of noon.
His ruling comes after Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein requested an immediate recount in Michigan.
State law says a recount must wait 2 business days after the Board of State Canvassers rules on challenges. Now, that happened Friday, setting the recount to begin on Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday.
But after hearing testimony in this rare, hastily scheduled hearing yesterday, Judge Goldsmith noted in his written opinion that waiting those 2 days likely violates voting rights.
Concerns over logistics of the recount and its cost were brought up in court.
But Judge Goldsmith writes, quote, with the perceived integrity of the presidential election as it was conducted in Michigan at stake, concerns with cost pale in comparison.
We will watch over the next few hours to see whether Michigan Republicans or President-elect Donald Trump appealed Judge Goldsmith's order to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. We'll also see what happens in separate lawsuits filed with the Michigan Court of Appeals and the state Supreme Court.
But let's say there was an appeal. Let's even say that the court overturned Goldsmith's opinion. Well, the recount would, barring more legal action, begin again tomorrow evening or Wednesday.
Just reverting back to that initial 2-day waiting period.
Which still means we are looking at hundreds and hundreds of volunteers and lawyers, Republicans, Democrats, party activists, descending onto various halls and conference and expo centers to begin the first ever presidential recount in Michigan, the scale of which is unprecedented.
Now, there have been statewide recounts before, but they were decades and decades ago, the 1950s and 60s, when Michigan's population was smaller, thus fewer votes to count.
In testimony yesterday, Chris Thomas, Michigan's elections director, said he's pushing to use a hand vote method recount of the 4.9 million ballots.
The way it's always been done, rather than going and using optical scan machines.
Remember, these machines and the way that they worked or didn't is the central reason Stein's campaign is pushing for a recount in the first place.
Stein says this recount isn't about changing the results of the election, certainly not in her favor. She got only 1% of the vote. And she says not in favor of Democrat Hillary Clinton either.
Rather, Stein says this is about Michigan's system of voting.
That this is about the integrity of the election, something Trump himself, with talk of a rigged system, alluded to during the campaign. Just going to show, one's view of whether an election was fair often depends an awful lot on one's view of who won.
The winner takes it all.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.